Today is the 90th anniversary of CJLS. Join us as we celebrate our rich history with a look back at the broadcasters and moments that have shaped our story to where we are today at Y95.
Hi, I'm Fraser Mooney Jr. from Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, and I started at CJLS back in the summer of 1987. I was about 18 years old at the time and in high school, and I remember it was 87 because that was the year the Sikh refugees had landed in Charlesville in Shelburne County, and that was a really big deal here at the radio station. And I remember being here at the station when Ray Zink and the news crew would have to travel up to Barrington and Charlesville to do the news spots. I think he won an award, an on-the-spot news award for his coverage of that, and just very proud to be, well, not so much a part of it, but on the fringe of that part of radio. And when I was in high school, the very first few months that I worked at CJLS, I was working in the record library with Ross Burchell. Now, the record library is where they actually had the 45s in these paper sleeves, and Ross was doing a new numbering system. So I spent the summer of 1987 putting numbers on the 45s for several months doing that, which was a bit tedious. But after a while, they thought they'd give me a chance at shadowing some of the weekend and evening guys who were on the radio. And so I had an opportunity to be on air, and I was quite proud of myself, but I realized that it was hard work. And after the first weekend shift that I did, I remember running into Chris Perry down on Main Street. And Chris wasn't involved with the radio station at the time, but he said, "You know, you sounded good, but there was a lot of dead air." So Chris gave me some good advice, and I certainly got good advice from the greats like Ross Burchell and Ray Zink over the years. And the next summer, I had an opportunity to drive the CJLS van around to different events and parades and festivals around southwestern Nova Scotia. And I have to say that was probably one of the best summers that I had ever had. So I had an opportunity to work here during high school, and after I graduated from university, I came back and got my first full-time job working as a commercial writer. I wrote radio commercials and was able to participate in a lot of what we call live spots at businesses and community events around southwestern Nova Scotia, which was a great opportunity for a young person just out of university. And I always appreciate the role that CJLS played in my early life and my early career. The interest that I had in broadcasting led to me studying journalism in school, which eventually led to a career in communications and public relations, is what I'm doing now. And even on a more personal level, when I was working with Carol Sherman and Donna Kane on the Y12 lottery, there was a little stipend, a little extra cash that they gave me for doing some of this work, and I used that money to buy an engagement ring for my wife, Melanie, and I actually proposed to her right here in the CJLS station. I didn't do it on air. I wasn't that brave to propose on air, but I proposed to her in the studio here at CJLS, and luckily, she said yes. So CJLS has been a big part of my life, almost my entire life, and certainly very proud to be part of it on its 90th anniversary. Happy anniversary, Y95 CJLS.